community. The reports from last week still aren't done. What were you doing?
Tuesday, on me again. Got a fucking parking ticket.
Sir, do you realize that you were doing 120 in a school zone? Can I get you to please exit the vehicle?
Wednesday's hump day. That means I get fucked in the ass.
You want that raise or not?
Thursday, all I can think about is tomorrow's Friday. And on Friday, they tell me I gotta come in on the weekend.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get you to come in on the weekend there, Sean.
Saturday, I show up to work. Nobody wants to even be here. They forgot that I was supposed to even show up. Jesus Christ, I can't even wait for Sunday night. Sunday night's all I live for. I hate this fucking place.
What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Samarian and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Time for 2 hours of
Samarian Kennedy.
If you like what you're hearing, email me at info@rantradio.com or ICQ me at 51558 to be reminded of the show every week. Come on in and chat with the regulars on the Downnet servers and the Rant Radio channel, or give us a call on our toll-free line. And now for the show you've waited 22 hours to listen to, it's What the Hell!
Well, you haven't actually waited 6 days and 22 hours. There's actually 5 days and 22 hours.
You've been listening for you to wait.
Unless you're just tuning in now, in which case, whoa, you
why
got
were you
fucked.
Waiting? You're all fucked. Yeah, why were you waiting? It's like, oh, my God, they've been broadcasting for 24 hours, and I've missed it. Oh, my God. Yeah, the equivalent
just think
of 12
the shenanigans
shows.
When it was 3 or 4 in the morning, and these guys were going, oh.
No, it was never like that.
It was never like that.
Like
we were
that.
Always moving.
Always. Something
God knows going. What direction. But we were
this room now,
we didn't really reach that point until about... We
just reached that level.
English. It's the preferred level. It's preferred language here. Sorry, once again, I temporarily lost command of the English language.
Did you ever?
We didn't actually reach that babbling point until about the time you showed up.
What's this?
Which is good timing on your part.
Oh, it's not really time to phone in, but this is going to be quick. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Make it quick.
Hey, boy, you don't got a lot of time?
No, right now we're doing the intros. Who is this?
Oh, this is Spawn Zero. I had some more jokes.
Oh, not yet.
Okay.
Phone back later. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
For those of you who don't know, we are going to do our regular show format for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
Why? Because, hey, we've always done the regular show format.
That's right. Regular show format.
Slightly gone.
No, format. I agree. If you didn't, I'd be disappointed.
Yes, format, yeah.
That's right.
I need structure. And if I was here and it was unstructured, I would be lost.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't know what to do. So, yep, we're back. You waited no time at all because you've been just listening to us for 24 hours. If you were hard.
If you're mad.
If you were hard. If you were any kind of mad, you were there.
Prophet Smokehouse.
Nicely done.
What is going on? Oh, my God.
Dr. Pepper spill.
This is the second Dr. Pepper. It's right there. Please grab it. Please.
You know what
dab.
I say?
Dab.
I have an idea.
Dab.
I have an idea for
getting
rid of.
You need
for getting
mics.
Rid of the
I'm not loud enough. I need
the danger of the Dr. Pepper spillages. You can either get a little table, which I don't suggest, or say no Dr. Pepper on the carpet. Put it on the frickin' table, which is over there, you frickin'...
No Dr. Pepper on the carpet. Please do not spill your Dr. Pepper. It's a rule now. Don't
a
spill
sign.
Your Dr. Pepper.
In fact, since there's all the graffiti on the wall, perhaps you could put up a sign. No Dr. Pepper on the carpet, please. Dr. Pepper is not a good... Sorry, the carpet is not a good Dr. Pepper storage system. It does not keep the Dr. Pepper cool, and it is difficult to extract it when needed.
I have this mental image of, you know, like there being a Dr. Pepper shortage in the house, and everybody's sort of licking the carpet.
Sucking it up with straws.
I know there's some in this
getting
spot.
The vacuum cleaner in.
I remember last week.
Sort of like the Hitchhiker's Guide sort of towel.
Oh, yeah, you just stuck it up for a while. There's enough nutrients in there.
Well, I know where my towel is.
So we're going to go around the room here, and we're going to go up to the camera because it's a pain in the ass to move the camera and zoom in. So we'll start from the people who are not mopping up the floor, Projectile Vomit Man. 200% sexy Projectile Vomit Man in an awesome death.
I'm very much appreciating the light that is cast,
it's
the natural
cool.
light from the what, evening, no, dusky night.
It's very cool.
The glow off the monitors.
It is, too.
It's
it is the glow off the monitors.
Despite the fact that they're colored, we're seeing the glow off the monitors.
Right, because it's bluish.
And Dak puts his Dr. Pepper right down where the stain was.
The Academy Award-winning
glow off of the monitors.
Don't, watch out, watch out. Up, 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 up. You cannot pull on things. Bad, bad. No, no.
Yes, there he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we put this
as he
up?
Accepts his award for the Academy for Best Performing Act to
you
Get Out of Work.
There we go. You really, really love me.
No, we don't. There he is, Miss America.
And next up we have Porn on Beta. Long, long time, no see.
Listen.
Oh, it's not going to reach.
It's not
going to
reach.
It's not
going
to reach.
I kill you.
I kill you all.
And you can just go up there.
Wow,
Daddy,
this is cool.
I'm this close to Dak in the yard.
Oh, my God. I've lost my mind. That was really funny.
You're
sitting
on
the
cords
again.
Well, you still sat on them. Okay, just
foolish
put it on the couch. Up on the couch. All of them up on the back of the couch. There's no way to sit on them. I need hook systems. Yep. It fell down again.
Tube slits.
Tube slits.
Moving right along.
Wow.
Get help.
Move it around the other side of you. Okay. And next up we have girl on the left. Who's next conveniently located.
Wow, that's a wicked cough.
Wow, look at that pink.
Hello.
Wow. Quite the camera shot. There we go.
It's
the armpit. Armpit cam.
It's the dynamic camera shot.
Fluorescent pink.
Wow.
Right in this area.
Oh,
pink.
My God. It's 80s bright.
Yes, in fact, it is. I'm a child.
Girls wanna have fun.
Next up, we have Drex. Long time,
oh my God.
Party. Long time no see. About 5-6 months.
Was a good one.
Drexol.
It's Private Drexol.
And he has the most original name on the internet. Only him. He is the only one with that name, Drexol.
There's a Drexel.
That's not close. It's close, but
close,
it's not.
But it's not a cigar, and it's
D-R-E-X,
not a grenade, and it's not a horseshoe.
You search on Drexoll, and you'll come up with him. And that's
next.
It. That's it. That's all.
And last in the room. Before,
no, not last.
Almost last.
Not last.
Penultimate.
Second to last.
What?
Penultimate.
Penultimate. Here we are.
Ronan Medic.
Ronan.
How do?
Medic. The meanest healer ever.
Wearing his boots in my house.
Yes.
Wow, look at that blue. Whoa, that's
I'm
scary.
I'm so scared. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
People on the webcam, watching the webcam,
are
just
getting
got an eye fill.
I got a major treat.
God, I was distracted.
I was distracted. And, whoa.
You got the sort of bluish things.
I'm so scared. Come on.
Oh, girl.
Spilling things in my
house. Oh, that's evil. That's fucking evil.
What did you say? The real Ridgeon.
Like the Hazelwood twins here.
The
Hazelwood
twins.
Twins.
I
don't you
idea.
Remember the Sean Valdez, Joe Hazelwood?
No,
the
I
captain,
do not.
The captain of the Hazel of the Exxon Valdez.
No, he's the captain of the Exxon Valdez.
The the oil tanker that spilled 12
it's
trillion tons of oil.
Both of us
the pieces are fitting together.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
The Hazelwood twins.
And
Joe Hazelwood Hudson still holds that record.
A very, very packed,
drunk enough,
very, very packed IRC, 35 people. We've got Mr.
You can do it.
Gargoyle.
Got his fucking head off.
Echo, Cenobite Ofi Dofi, Decker, Test Rider, Emperor Chang, who has a plus V, who should not have a plus V, Cult Bot, please delete the plus V. Emperor Chang is not a part of cult. He is a sarcastic bastard who will not answer the questionnaire properly.
But he is one of the funniest
son of bitches.
Son of bitches out there.
He's like an honorary cult member who is not in.
Hey, Emperor Chang, don't get bad. I'm not in cult. They won't let me. They're scared I'm going to do something bad.
Non-dronin Dak.
Projectile 200% sexy projectile vomit man is also not in cult.
That's right.
Because I wouldn't join a club that would have me as a member.
That's right. That's the number one rule to live by.
I'm not in cult because I don't know what it is.
I am totally oblivious.
Oblivious?
But my mind is completely malleable.
As long as you stick with that story in the courtroom, you'll be fine.
FT Rooster, Gargoyle Adam, Gargoyle Josh Cage, Gargoyle Nightshade. For Nomads, we got Buck X and Half. Prophets, Nixter, Scribe, Smokehouse, Zerstor, Ronan Burns, and Smack Daddy, who seems to have a plus. Binky and Pals.
Binky and Pals.
That's a new one.
Binky is somewhat nifty.
Broke.
Bongo is.
Oh, is
Bongo
is
does Matt Groening know about this?
Yeah.
Is Binky and
watch
Pals your other side?
We got Broken, Dagon's, Demon Seed, DJ Intensity, KGHI. KGHI. That doesn't do anything. Lieutenant Major Zombie, who is apparently allowed back in the IRC channel. Nine Toes, Forensic, Play New Person. Real Ilk, Sass Doctor, both new. Skitty, Soylent O.
Soylent O.
Soylent O. The new formula. Stone Mist.
You improved!
Victoria Gal, are you from Victoria, BC? And Pele, that's a new person.
I think I know who Victoria Gal is.
Yeah? You spread the word?
We were calling her Victoria Girl last night.
Oh, yeah? Maybe then.
Can I just ask her a name, right?
Here we are.
She's not going to put it up there, is she?
She could say, yes, I'm the Victoria girl from last night. That would work, wouldn't it?
Or yeah, she could just go, okay, reveal something about yourself that Porn on Beta would know. That would not reveal anything
about yourself
to the rest of the world that you don't want to know.
So here we are, broadcasting news.
That's not me.
Okay,
good enough. We're broadcasting to the world
live
in front of the possibility of 6 billion people.
Live. From the new Rant Radio Studio.
Possibility of 6 billion people. Way to make it sound great.
That's the way to do it. Like, smoke and mirrors.
That's like what they do on the Oscars when they say, you know, an estimated audience of 1 billion people. Yeah,
that's what I
every
say.
Single television set
spin
in
it
all
hard.
Of
spin it hard.
The world yep. was turned on and had one person in front of it. Yeah.
Estimated audience of 6 billion people. That's just an estimate. Rough estimate.
Uh-huh. We could be off
we
a bit. Plus or minus
a wee bit.
There's a percentage difference of 100% plus or minus 99%.
I estimate I could be making $300,000 a year right now.
You could. You'd
I
be
estimate,
wrong.
I estimate that you've taken far too many drugs to be sitting beside me.
This from somebody who's been living on Dr. Pepper for the last 24 hours.
And ephedrine.
Actually, I...
I
had four of
the
those
magic
yesterday.
Drug.
And my head... No fucking lie.
One per day, remember.
You know, I gotta say...
My head
and he
started
took four.
To tingle.
I gotta say that the wall of Dr. Pepper has more than doubled since I got here.
That's pretty impressive,
actually,
isn't it?
Somebody put that up there.
I have a couple half-assed emptied ones here.
Somebody with motor
that Drex is not like taking the last little sip of.
Are they mine?
They're not mine.
I don't think they're mine. Honestly.
We've almost got five full rows.
And Gargoyle Nightshade just joined.
Has nobody else
and
been
Fake
sitting here
joined.
Putting their pop there?
Not me.
So are we at 37?
Yeah, but lots of other people
we do have five rows.
Yes, you might be true. Yeah, that might be true.
So we have 37?
Okay.
37 what?
Ta-da!
Five times 13.
How many people are actually listening?
65.
How many people are actually listening today?
65.
How many people are listening?
Testing the tired people.
Well, let's see. Let's check this out.
Aren't you guys all a little happy about the brightness of the sky at this point of the
happy?
Day?
Happy? Yes, I am very happy about the brightness
pleased.
Of the sky.
Makes me all excited and warm and giddy.
Actually,
I want it to be raining.
Actually,
it was raining.
Shut up, you. I'm talking about how bright it is.
Quite you.
Yes,
fact that it is not dark.
Yes, and
9:24.
No. Yes and no, because what? I've, however, been having to work days a lot, so I've kind of gotten over my 12-year sad. Which, what does that stand for?
Seasonal affective disorder.
Seasonal affective disorder, in which case, I was going through every, Christmas season, I would not see the sun from about halfway through December to the middle of January.
Marge actually calls herself DJ Jazzy Everfresh Slay Potpourri in a Spray. Yes, she does.
You introduced her as this.
Yes, we do.
Fucking cool.
It is.
Anyways.
Super long.
My boyfriend, Ominous Animus, he also worked midnight shift for a while. That's what he was doing
brutal,
when he met me. Yeah,
and you quickly switched that.
He switched it as soon as he possibly could.
Actually, yes. with me working the night shift, it's actually a lot better because I'm able to see my girlfriend.
Yep.
So I don't mind doing it. However, the day shift just kills me trying to get up. However, I have to admit, I do actually am glad to see the sun because the last couple of months has actually gotten me over a 12-year sad. I'm not making that up. That's how long.
That's a good thing.
That's how long I was working night shift without a single day. I was only seeing the days on my vacation.
12 years.
12 years.
That explains so much.
Oh, don't it?
Light deprivation syndrome. Totally.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. 2 more years, and I would officially have been a Morlock.
And we were joking about the glowing horn.
Pele says, shit, time fucking flies when you're listening to What the Hell.
It does, don't it?
It does. It doesn't seem like 24 hours, does it?
No.
Now that the 24 hours are up.
It seems like 14.
Maybe 14 to 15 hours. Seriously, yeah. He's not making that up.
Actually, it seems more like a nickel of hard time.
Oh, yeah. It's been hard. In jail, you don't have to perform.
I wish.
You don't have to as long as you don't need your spleen.
You know, there's a part of me who wishes to God I could play the harmonica right at this point, because if anyone ever needed to break into a jail blues song, it was us, okay?
Oh, yeah. Locked in this room for 26 hours. Emperor Chang asked if we have enough cans to spell out Rant Radio or Muffin.
No.
Maybe Muffin. Maybe Muffin.
What actually, you know, he was thinking about just putting the cans there. I say you cut them open.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll take one.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Actually, thanks.
There's an unopened one right here.
Oh, don't get me one. I got one right here. It's warm, but I don't mind.
And it'll trade it off. There
it's
you
British
go.
British style, Dr. Pepper.
Actually, Sim.
Yeah.
Sim, if you get a bunch of people helping you.
We played Fuck with the Pizza Boy last night.
By the way, last night we had the greatest pizza boy.
He was great.
He was fucking amazing. The guy comes in with no prompting. He accepts the fact that he is going out on the internet to God knows how many friggin' people that were listening.
Yep.
He was totally
billion.
Casual about it.
Totally casual
oh, yeah.
about
just
this.
Walks in.
Out
we,
of nowhere.
We asked him the meaning of life, and he said without hesitation.
Right away.
Happiness.
Happiness.
What is the meaning of life? Happiness.
So we got the official word from the Pizza Boys.
He's got it all figured out.
So for $45, that was including his tip.
We got two large pizzas.
Two small pizzas.
And the meaning of life.
And a world of incense.
So basically $42 and $3 tip.
Oh, we gave more than $3. Oh, yeah. About $5
tip. The meaning of life. He got a good tip for meaning of life.
Yeah, he definitely upped his tip with that answer. I'll tell you that right now.
So, doing the ordering? Or
who all wants pizza?
I can't have any more. No more, please.
Stuff, hey, Jack. It's like, I can't eat anything no matter what it is.
I can just drink Dr. Pepper because I can't stop now.
Okay.
Or gems. You want gems? Whatever.
We need microphones.
James is far superior.
You have to say what we're ordering.
You want... So we'll get Jim's then? What do you want? What kind of pizza do you want?
Into the microphone.
Like pepperoni, Italian sausage, or something like that.
Into the microphone.
Pepperoni and Italian sausage?
Our listeners want to know.
I can't.
Not anymore.
Into the mic.
Pepperoni and mushroom or whatever.
Okay, how about you tell me what you want?
What you're saying.
Pepperoni and mushroom then?
Oh, yes. It was the pizza Jesus.
Pepperoni and mushroom.
I was a pizza Jesus.
Thank you, Smokehouse.
I would fill in the letters on your name. It would just look cooler.
Oh, no, I'm going to. I just got bored of standing over there by the fan, having the fan bump me in the elbow every 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. No.
I'll do it on my way out.
Over the air. That's the way to do it. We did it last night. They're very cool.
You got the two O's.
It's pizza time. That's really loud. That microphone's really good. Just move it down the phone a bit.
Got a point.
Okay.
Hi, I heard you guys sell pizza.
Sure that.
Excellent. I would like to have two small pizzas.
Okay.
One with pepperoni on it.
On both?
Yeah, one with pepperoni and the other one with pepperoni and mushrooms.
Got pepperoni on both?
Yes.
One with pepperoni?
Yeah.
One with pepperoni and mushrooms.
Okay. And is that for pickup or delivery?
Delivery.
Delivery? And your address?
What's the address? It's 203.
You're kind of cutting out. I can't really hear you.
It's 203.
203.
5759.
203-5759.
Glover Road.
Pardon me. I can't understand you. You're cutting out a lot.
It's Glover Road.
Glover Road?
Yep.
Okay, what was the first part?
Sorry? Oh, 5759. Glover Road.
What's number 53?
533-9191.
Buzz 53.
Yep.
Buzz 53.
Tell him to
and it's buzzer number 53.
Do you know how much like to ring the necks of people who wouldn't tell me the buzz number? I've been here and have no way
thanks
of knowing what the buzz number is.
Thanks.
It's because they don't give you the name. It's buzz good as getting a burger in W World.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I think it was? It was the background noise at Jim's made my voice not overpowered because he was constantly
it was cutting
talking
back.
So
as soon as you talked, it went back to him because there's so much background noise.
Hang on one second here.
Because Panagopoulos was just fine.
I want to get some clarity on this. So what you're telling me, Drex, is your microphone was not loud enough.
My microphone was not loud enough.
That's right.
No! Yet again, I was being scammed. Robbed, man. You guys are robbing me of volume. Did you just turn it down again?
I turned down everyone because it was mighty loud. It was like red,
I swear these headphones are
you
quieter
know,
than the rest.
There's a real cry for help here. I mean, there's a real psychological cry for help. His volume is not loud enough. What's he really saying?
Play here.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, it's not loud enough. You're not listening. If I was loud enough, you'd all shut the fuck up and listen to me.
Shut up while we analyze you.
As acting medical officer, I relieve you of your duty.
What was my duty again? So I know to stop it?
He's got you there.
He doesn't know himself.
Prophet Spidey dies.
Why? What did Prophet...
Because he typed it all out on the internet.
What
stupid guy. Thank you for sharing my address. That's okay. You got the road wrong. It's not even a road.
Prophet Spidey should fall. Actually, I got a better idea. How about if I fall from space on Prophet Spidey?
See, that's not a good
squishy
thing to do, Prophet Spidey.
Squishy
that
cat
was mean
thing to do. Squishy poo poo.
Great, now we can all be stalked.
Wait, what?
He got the street/road/avenue/crescent address wrong?
Yes, he
okay
did.
what's the actual Rant Radio address? Don't you have a box?
Yeah.
What is it?
Box 256.
Box 256?
Fort Langley.
Is the Pure Rhythm box.
Yes, that's right.
Fort Langley.
Fort Langley, BC.
BC.
Pure V1X, 1J0.
And the face mask.
So if you want to send bomb threats. And,
yep. And my parents will be happy to receive those.
Did you ever get any Pure Rhythm fan mail?
We got some
sort of
feedback.
We sort of got one mention.
What?
It was some guy dedicated his whole graduation quote to us, to Pure Rhythm.
Who
it was
that?
Like, oh my God, it's this
was
guy.
Inky told
it was a band
me that you guys had a big hit in Saskatchewan. Was he shitting me?
Nope. Nope. We actually did receive a fair amount of airplay in the club, in some of the clubs in the Regina area.
With what song was it?
It was after it was off our actual release.
Yeah.
The one that I did the art for, I presume.
Yeah.
The song of all songs, and must have had like shit in the club, was Countdown to Rhyme -1.
Oh my God, that is horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
So what you're telling me is you've had your 15 minutes of fame at least
and
twice.
You weren't even there.
I get my 15 minutes of fame every time I drive out of my car.
You guys should put up
Spidey, you have to put out
your
address.
Where did you get that sticker?
Paul Malavoy?
Yes.
Oh,
and why don't you have some for Rant Radio?
Well,
I gave him one.
Yeah, somebody ripped off the back of my car, and I'm with a Rant Radio one.
You always have another one.
Cool.
No, okay. No, what I mean is, how did you get the Paul Malavoy sticker?
I have a friend in printing.
And can your friend in printing make a Rant Radio sticker?
Quite possibly, since he was a supporter of Rant Radio from when he used to be the editor of Disinformation.
So there we go.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Yeah.
He also...
Big, fat, massive sticker.
He also made me a clipboard with printing on it, like a plastic clipboard with... Sorry, what do you call it when light can pass through something but you can't see through it?
Translucent.
It's translucent, and it's got like a stenciling of... Jay and Silent Bob, and it says Snooty Motherfucking Bucci.
Snooty.
Snooty Motherfucking.
Oh, Snooty.
Snooty Motherfucking Bucci.
Okay. Yeah.
Jay's battle cry from Dogma.
Rats.
From All Rats, too.
I'm going to have to get that.
Back to you on that.
Snooty Motherfucking Bucci within Dogma. Yeah.
Which, by the way, if anyone hasn't seen
it's
yet,
an
is an
movie.
Amazing
it's
movie.
It's funny. Yeah, I bought that on DVD.
A good movie. My stapler in the building there.
Office Space, another mighty movie.
But that's a Lestra.
Office Space fudged out in a few spots.
Though. Oh, where?
Just the whole, like, they could have, I don't know, used Jennifer Aniston more comedically. Like, she just
She's Jennifer Aniston.
She did well in her role.
Famous for her hair.
Somebody help me out with this movie. Somebody help me out with Office Space. In Office Space, Jennifer Aniston's character had to have a certain amount of something on her when she worked. What did they call it?
Flash.
Okay.
No, flare.
Flare.
17 pieces of flare.
Yeah.
Minimum.
I'm trying to remember that forever.
32, wasn't it?
No.
He
what's
had
32. 17 was the minimum.
Do you want to just be average, or do you want to excel?
Why make a minimum?
More importantly, the movie had Diedrich Bader in it, who is a spitting image double of Enki.
Which guy was that?
The redneck neighbor. Of course, in that particular role, he doesn't look much like Enki because he's got the
He's got the same kind of facial features, I guess.
Drew Carey, he looks If you were to shave the guy's hair, he would be a splitting image for Enki.
Really?
I never thought that before, but now you say it, yeah.
And the voice, too. Wow.
I'm presuming you never saw Enki when he did have long hair.
No.
I saw pictures.
My favorite was Enki when he was first trying to grow long hair.
I saw that on video.
That's a photo that needs to go.
Oh, yeah, I'll do a vidcap of that, eh? Rocking out in the guitar. Doing
leather
the split.
Jacket.
It took him a while.
Shush, the lady talk.
It took Enki a while before you found a hairstyle which suited him, which suited his face. Let's just put it that way.
I don't suppose, has Enki seen the Mountain Dew commercial where the guy on the BMX or the mountain bike, whatever you call it, chases down the cheetah?
No, it's not pizza. It's 1-800. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Stephen Marge on Rant Radio.
Stephen Marge on Rant. Why are you phoning the long distance number?
He likes to pay.
Hey, you know what? I'm with your front door. Your front door decided to phone a long distance number.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Da
da da da da da.
What? No. I turned it off because it was the beginning of the show. So hopefully they didn't do
a
phone
bit
back.
Like Peter from User Friendly or something.
Let's just check the messages, actually.
So who is this guy?
There's no messages.
Yay!
Who was that?
That was
DJ Jazzy, Everfresh, Glade Potpourri in a Spray, and Oof.
Oof.
Oh, he's changed his name.
Oh,
he's lost the Gentle G.
Gentle G is long gone.
We didn't have the worst name ever. Room in this room.
There's still some there. Let's see what he's talking about.
Neon hair in one day.
No.
Yep, she's back.
What color is
hair for everyone?
DJ Jazzy Everfresh Glade Potpourri in a Spray his hair.
She'll be at the door soon. You can get there on a letter. That would be awesome.
And
take off
damn, I've got to get myself one of those crazy-ass wigs. Perhaps I finally found a place where I could wear one.
You can be comfortable here. And try it out. Try different colors.
I was thinking about getting myself one. But it's a different story.
That would so ruin the Gem and the Holograms party we're going to have. Our next time we were having a Gem and the Holograms party.
Really?
Well, those would be easy to get because I could just get one of the blonde page boys from from good old San Francisco.
Oof.
Showtime synergy.
It's filling up.
It's showtime.
Showtime.
Oof is here. How you doing, Oof?
I'm back. And you?
I am so.
Is he in time to do his intro? We haven't really done anything else.
Time to do whose intro?
His little camera thing.
Who's? Oh, okay.
Oof. Go up to the camera,
and say hi.
Say hello. Camera.
Say hello to the camera.
And grab that.
It won't say anything to you, but you know.
Cool.
Whoa, blue.
Ooh,
very cool.
Oh, this is Oof on the 26 hours of Rand Radio.
You're in the 25th hour. Is this the 25th hour?
The 25th hour. We're coming
That's
up.
Right. We haven't been for 25 hours, but it is the 25th hour. This is the 21st century.
I have a question.
Thank you.
I have a question for you, seeing how I don't have to go to school tomorrow.
Whoa!
Somebody put the brain on the way back machine.
No, Dad, we're in junior high. It's all good.
That's all good.
That's right. We did grad up to junior high earlier. seeing how I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yep.
And
I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
You don't have
and
to.
I'm sleeping.
I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Why don't we actually do it up till midnight?
No, fuck you.
Why?
It's 11.
Why not?
We don't have the material.
Like we have any material now.
We'll do it till we run out of material and go, oh, it's time to end the show.
Or until the pizza shows
we
up.
We can't stop it now.
No, not now. We've got to take it till 11.
You didn't get
and then
my
material.
Joke.
I know. Yeah. We would have stopped it the first hour.
Everybody out there on the Rant Radio.
A year and a half ago.
Everyone out there on the Rant Radio.
That's the sound of my voice.
Basically, ask if you want us to go till midnight, which is...
Shut up.
Midnight. Not specific standard time.
This is mutiny.
So if you're living out east, it's going to be 3.
We don't do requests. It just encourages the little bastards.
Well, you can request it, and if we feel like it will completely ignore you, as per usual.
Test Rider says, God damn it, I'm going to be up for this whole thing. Damn thing, I can't handle midnight. This guy has been up since the beginning, okay? He's not going to take midnight. I'm sure Gargoyle Echo... is not going to take midnight either.
I basically
fucking A, Victoria I'm with you, brother.
Victoria Gal says she'll take off her shirt if we do.
How is that going to work?
I take off my shirt every night. I take off my pants and my underwear.
Me too.
Every day.
You wear underwear
before I go into the shower.
But
that's not helping you at all.
Prophet Zerstor, a male, said he'll show
apparently
us.
It's not helping the girl under the table either.
He'll show us his nipples. If we go to midnight.
Well, you know, I don't know about this Victoria girl, but with Zerstor, that's basically it. I'm sold.
Mr. Echo says I will survive. No.
As long as
I won't.
I have been up.
We will go to 11, and then we'll go as long as there's no lag.
When I think about what the hell I touched myself, and I'm going to do that at 11:30 when I'm home in bed.
You'll get arrested.
I have been awake for 38 hours.
That's a long time.
I can keep going.
I will not. I'm not.
I'm not proud or sane.
when you're sitting there masturbating into your own feces, do you think to yourself, I'm really fucked?
Reading Guns and Ammo.
I can't think anymore.
That's
the little
seven.
Voice in my head has died.
The little man in my hand has stopped talking to me. Oh, no. We've gone lower.
Yeah. What? Better than talking about pulling the goalie in your own feces?
Yes, we've interviewed Lieutenant Major Zombie. That was low.
Oh.
That was low. You didn't know that?
How long did he last before he went completely catatonic?
He went right away.
He crashed out about four. He went
four.
Out about four.
Yes, he went four.
No, I was actually saying that, like, normally when you listen to him, he sounds like he's on some downward spiral. Like, it took all the actual energy that he had to get the number dialed, and now he's like, oh, God, I'm fucked. What am I going to do now? As the phone is ringing. Oh, God, now I have to talk to somebody.
I'm dead.
You know who really surprised me? I honestly have to say, and I'm not knocking on him, right? I'm really surprised that Sean bailed out. Not bailed out. No, at the end. Not at the end. I understand, but we're talking that he crashed out.
Okay.
I don't know.
However.
Yeah.
Let's think about.
It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be Mr. Army Man.
Let's think about the pictures he got to sort of witness being taken.
No. I'm not talking about the end. I'm not talking about that.
Are you listening, Sean?
I'm not talking about
that. I see you're on.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying I'm actually surprised. I'm not knocking him. I am seriously not knocking him. I'm honestly surprised. I'm just, like, really surprised. It's like, I honestly not thought he was hard or anything like that. No. I honestly thought that, seriously, I'm just surprised but I lasted and he basically crashed out that early.
You thought it would be the opposite.
Yeah, I honestly thought I'd be.
But he goes pretty hard. Like, yeah. He went really hard.
Yeah.
He talked for about a half hour straight.
He's a good sprinter.
Intensely.
It takes a lot of energy to rant and rave that intensely.
To be that angry.
All that long. Yeah, basically, I don't want to
take naps at noon at work.
I don't want to think. I don't want to think what his like caloric burn was. I mean, it was just there's some sort of metallic rate. It was metabolic rate of like a weasel. You know.
wait. Weasels are very small. I'm not sure how many calories they burn in a day.
Have you ever listened to the heart rate of a hamster?
Yeah, it's like 300 beats a minute.
Really. That's why they're so jumpy.
Crunchy.
Actually,
they are edible. I have one.
That was when I got these for breakfast. Those were the most amazing pancakes.
They were really, really good.
Ever had done.
They tasted really good just now. Like the outer layer is just a little stiff. Once you get it a little more flexible, it's all good.
Leathery.
Here's a discussion. Here's something that I want to talk about because it's interesting. Everybody has an opinion, and it might just be disgusting.
This is a long ring.
Let it go.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Mr. Echo.
Why? I thought you were able to get through on the 1-800 number.
I don't know. I don't know.
You just don't know anymore.
Oh, man. I'm living it. I'm doing it. I'm fucking going
as long
as possible.
You're hard,
boy. It's not like I mind you using your own money up. It's just that you did get through, and the person down the hall from you did get through at one point.
Yes, he's sitting next to me right now, actually.
Is he?
Yes.
What was that boy's name again?
What the fuck's your name again?
Can you tell
if I ever get into politics, he's not going to be my spin doctor.
You just lost a job there, Mr. Echo.
Would he be giving you a reach around while you're typing?
Oh. Uncalled for.
And if he is, shouldn't you know his name?
Okay,
well, that's the excitement.
That's the excitement.
Yeah. Shouldn't his name be like on a tax receipt or a visa bill or something at this point?
So, what's happening? What's up?
Fucking still alive.
You're surviving.
Yes.
You're on hour 25. You're on hour 25.
Hour 25. Holy. Actually, I've been up longer than that. About 4 hours long before the show actually started.
You got up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
You got up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Has anyone? Did anyone?
Not there, but 4 o'clock here.
Did anyone?
4 o'clock here. That's pretty sad. We're up way longer.
Did anyone get up before 8 o'clock in the morning?
Pacific our
time.
Standard time.
Pacific Standard Time.
I did.
And listen to it.
And stay awake for the whole time.
There's only two people that stayed awake for the whole time on the IRC.
Yeah, but there's...
Echo and...
You should get something.
Test Rider.
Test Rider, what time did you get up? What time did you get up, Test Rider?
Put that in the IRC. So, do you have some sort of special insight? What's going on?
You got pizza. I have got the exact same pizza, basically, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, you're emulating our pizza order.
Yes.
The guy taking the pizza order had way too much noise in the background and just...
Yeah.
We thought he was stupid, couldn't hear us.
He was deaf, not dumb.
It was too much noise,
God.
It was his phones.
Drowning me out, and people keep telling me that, no, I'm loud enough and that my mic is fine, but it's obviously not true. I need to shout louder.
I can't...
the litmus test that just happened.
You both missed it. I can't believe I just said that. He was deaf, not dumb.
It was deaf, not dumb.
Oh, man. Something's broken upstairs, boys and girls.
You're just deciding this now. After 25 hours of Rant Radio...
Do you have a joke for us? Or
Jack is having a moment of clarity.
After more
talking.
Than 24 hours up straight, your mental faculties may not be at their sharpest. Is that what you're saying, Dak?
No, he's having a moment of clarity. He's realized that...
He's
broken upstairs.
He's been awake for 30 hours to
realize this.
Let's put it that way.
And it's spelled with a P.
It's on this guy's dime. What's happening with you? What do you want to say?
Well, check out the stats page. It's like, holy fucking shit. I'm going to definitely save it.
Wow, a lot of activity, huh?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So who's in the lead for talking the most?
Oh, boy.
If you could bring that up for me.
I'm checking that out right now.
This is the guy who guards the IRC.
Prophet Rancid Girl.
Wow, she is quite a talker, actually.
1,287 lines of text.
Wow. That's a lot of typing. And who's second?
Oh.
Ethan.
No.
Oh, wait. Who was it again?
Elfin. Elfin? Whatever the hell.
Elfin? I have no idea.
166.
Okay, so what other stats are on that page? I can't remember.
Channel load by hours, and 7 o'clock is the most time that we've talked.
At 7 o'clock.
11% more than all the rest of the time.
So everyone was really excited at 7 o'clock. It must have been really funny.
What was going on at 7 o'clock?
If I remember correctly, DJ Jazzy, I have to look in the wall for your name. I think that was when we had these two sexy girls in the...
that's right.
I think that's when people went absolutely shit-hot crazy.
Yeah, that's...
That's about the right time, wasn't
yep,
it?
Yep, that's about it.
That's about it.
Well, you know, deep discussions of art have a way of doing that to people.
Yeah, it was a very in-depth discussion of art. So, we're going to let you go here.
Yep. What the hell?
All right.
By the way, in regards to that... Ronnie Rave and Betty Blue, they are intending to make a web page now.
Are they?
Yes.
Just from that one thing.
So well, McPorn.com is taken.
McPorn?
It's gone.
What?
McPorn?
I'm
should check it out.
Do a check.
I'm gone.
Check.
I haven't fallen asleep yet. I've been awake.
McPorn
for
is taken. I'm not even
hours.
Going to check. McPorn is so taken.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's happening?
When I called in earlier, I got off the phone and realized that you guys were very giddy, and I was ready to on the phone, ready to call somebody if you needed help.
And when was this? What time was this? It was in the morning, right?
It was like noon. Yeah. Noon o'clock.
Noon was a bad
noon o'clock.
O'clock.
Excellent. Who's been up for 30 hours?
Did you see the pictures?
Oh, okay. What tip did?
You'll get off on those. You'll like those.
DJ Jazzy Everfresh.
Pardon me. Now, what tip did that we were in real trouble here? That the jacking off, the feces, the guns and ammo,
the
or
blood
the insane
in the
giggling.
Actually, I think it was the fact that you guys were talking about masturbation and not giggling. Giggle. Masturbation is such a serious subject. Giggle. She frightened me.
I can't argue with her.
Quoth and the Dark One.
Worse. Get it.
Yep. That is today. That is Sean Kennedy's wife.
And how did I?
That is Derek's girlfriend.
How did I not be here with my hair? How was I not here with my wig on?
We don't know.
Did they plan that?
No.
We didn't know anything about it.
They just showed up. That's their logo there on the wall behind
See?
You.
And then they went on a tour of about four McDonald's, Cloverdale and Langley.
Fornicating the sculptures.
Fornicating the sculptures and taking pictures.
Oh,
it is Mick Porn.
I have a picture of me straddling one of those sit-down Ronalds.
Oh, my God.
I have to meet these people.
Can we
That's
get
so
it,
cool.
please?
Okay. You know,
it's
occurs
it's
to me.
It's
nouveau every,
art for the 21st century.
It just occurred
century.
To me. Every oh, yeah. Walmart has a Ronald McDonald sitting on a bench.
Oh, really?
The possibilities are endless. Granted, you're going to have to fight off the senior citizen. They park by the doors. But the possibilities are there.
Oh, right. Yeah, Sean has a picture of him sitting with Ronald McDonald on the bench. And
well,
Sean's
well, you
got
see,
a big
that,
smile on his
that,
face.
That's what accomplices are for, to distract the
yep.
old people.
That's right.
I can probably
accomplice
talk,
decoy.
I can probably thing. Basically talk to the mall security, get them off your ass. You know, I have. We do have connections.
Oh, it's somebody calling. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Ham.
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 Tams.
It's him.
A him.
Yes, the him.
The
you
him.
Want to talk to the him?
The him? Yeah, sure, I'll talk to the him.
Hello?
Hello, him.
Hey, him, how you doing?
Pretty good, him.
How are you?
Fine. So what's happening?
I have a picture of him. What are you doing tonight?
We got a pizza boy at the door. Just one second. Hello?
Who's
here? Okay.
Probably best if you talk to the ball security. Can't hang out right
now. Okay, how's it going? There we go.
I'm all right with Voodoo here.
You're at, with Voodoo?
Yeah.
Voodoo Glow Skull? Voodoo who? You do
Voodoo on the internet.
You do Voodoo.
You guys aren't nearly as quick on the trigger as you used to be.
Okay, we're all confused.
You
so what?
Want to sleep tonight?
We're going to sleep at 11. I'm kicking all of these people out in 1.5 hours, and I'm going to bed. It's time to turn down your radio. It's way too loud in the background. I like that. It makes me feel real. It makes me feel like a real DJ. You've got to turn down your...
And it's so I'd like to know.
I think they hung up. Are you still there? Are you still there?
Oh, I'm my fam.
Oh.
Muffin.
That's a shame. Okay, the pizza's going to be at the door. I guess somebody's handling that. I don't know what that was about. That was the hymn with Voodoo. I have no idea.
You guys used to be so hard ass. You used to tell people to get to their party, you were going to hang up on them. You don't do that anymore. Hey, you let them call whatever the hell they want.
It's a nicer, gentler.
Kinder, gentler,
radio. It's a kindler, and I love this. I've always loved this quote. It's a kindler, gentler machine gun hand.
Kindler.
Kindler.
Shut up. I am so tired. I will kill you and not even feel
kinder,
anything.
Kindler, gentler machine gun. Yeah, free world.
Are we going to play Fuck with the Beast Boys?
Don't forget the 1,000 points of light, which are what you see just before you pass out.
Is Drex going to bring in the pizza boy? Is Drex going to bring in the pizza boy and see if what he thinks about the meaning of life?
Different pizza boy, different meaning of life. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's definitely a different pizza boy because this is from Jim's. How are we doing? Are we got the pizza boy?
We got one last time.
No pizza boy.
No.
You didn't order a pizza
boy. He said
boy,
no.
You ordered pizza.
No. I didn't. I thought it was as he was walking away. He didn't say anything when I got the
pizza.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Go get pizza, make it quiet.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. Oh.
Go get the pizza.
Okay,
make hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Voodoo Glow Skull.
There we go. That's intelligent. That's intelligent. There
you
we go.
Get your point.
So how you doing?
You going to do me a favor tonight?
What?
Anything for you.
Okay, you got to play some Troop on a Rope.
Play what? Troop on a Rope?
Yeah, just go to mp3.com and look it up.
No, I'm not going to play that.
Okay, you got to.
We are a talk
show.
Talk show. That
you
means
talking.
That means.
Do you hear any?
No.
Then I'll just say, what the hell?
All right. Voodoo Glow Skull is a DJ from way back, and it's probably ska punk, which is very cool. But I don't have the time or patience
or energy.
Up. You're going to pull it.
If he hadn't have been up 25 hours already, possibly.
Possibly, I'd be in the mood to do that.
Actually, if it was me. I'd be like, hey, I've been up for 25 hours, so I think I'm going to play some music.
Yeah. Would you guys like to listen to some music? I'd like to play some.
2 minutes.
I want to listen to that summer
sleep
again.
Is probably what they're thinking.
No, people will go insane if we play. Well, we're going to play it one more time. When we're going to play it,
second.
I'm not. Summer Samba.
We have to be careful not to start encouraging musical requests, or else we might get spammed by a certain friend of ours who has...
Don't say his name.
Don't say the unmentionable name.
Don't even say the name.
Who is it?
Does he have a rank?
If you don't know,
no.
You won't.
No. This guy...
No.
This guy. I'll explain it again. This guy... These guys started spamming the IRC channel and ICQ, and they said, play the song. And then they started phoning in.
They became
and harassing
so obnoxious.
Oh, I have heard about this.
They became so obnoxious. We one time closed down access to the state of New Jersey.
No.
Not. But yes, we did. Didn't we basically bar everybody from New Jersey?
No, we couldn't do that.
No. But Sean did authorize a Ronin hit team.
Yep. We sent the Ronins out to take care of it, and it was taken care of. And little did they know when they phoned into the 1-800 number is that everything, all the numbers are recorded. So the next show, when I did get the 1-800 numbers, all the ones from New Jersey, they seemed to be correlated with the annoying phone calls on the videotape at the right time. We just put the phone numbers on the internet during the show, and they did what they did with them. We don't know. They never phoned again. Ever. Wow. This guy was actually harassing me off of normal time. He's like 4 in the morning. It was pissing me off. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
What's up? It's Satan.
It's Satan.
Oh, yeah, it is.
How you doing, my lord and master?
We're very honored to speak with you.
That's right. I just want to go...
Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, wait a second.
What the hell?
That's the code.
That's the secret code. Wait, we've asked people.
The hour of purification is hand. I am the angel of death.
Run.
So we've asked Pizza Jesus what the meaning of life. What is Satan?
Be destroyed by anyone, I guess.
What does Satan think the meaning of life is?
The meaning of life. There isn't.
That would be what I expected from Satan. There is no meaning
to
it.
How very zen.
How very zen.
I'm messing around.
You're just messing around. As many souls as possible.
Later. I'm out.
You mean you're not really Satan?
Yeah. I'm
a rip. Why does Satan say what the meaning of life is? He's not alive. He's dead.
So what did you... Did you want to ask us a question, or you wanted to say something on the air, or you wanted to just be silent?
Did you want to say what the hell? And
did you want to say what the hell and we can hang up on you?
Are you still there?
Bueller?
Or do you want to put your battery
on? Bueller.
That's happening more and more now.
All hail our dark... Yeah, they just sort of... Go away.
It's because basically, like you said, you're getting...
They're scared.
You're getting a lot of popularity, so you're getting all these people who aren't used to the protocol of this show.
The protocol... No, people have been really, really good today.
People have known...
They know. We don't even have to say it.
People know the protocol, and we basically don't really treat anybody like a dick. You have to act like a moron.
You guys hung up on me once. And I yes. wasn't even doing anything obnoxious. No, I one question.
It was a bad question, obviously.
I was caught in the crossfire of punishing someone. I intend to keep bugging you guys about that forever.
That was because of, and you should understand this, that was because of Lieutenant Major Zombie.
I know.
But like I've said, we will treat everybody like a person until they act like a moron, in which case we will come down on them like the moon landing on the earth.
Or you must understand, it's not that we're going to treat them like a moron if they act like one. It's if they act like one in our definition, if we feel they're acting like a moron.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know what the absolute...
Thank you, Mr. Semantics.
That video I made count against
we
me.
Just have to be annoyed with them.
No.
They don't actually have to be...
True.
It hasn't been that video hasn't been publicly aired yet.
Good. None of this yet stuff, okay?
Yet.
I have time to think about that.
Does anybody in our studio audience want a piece of pizza?
Studio audience or studio?
I'll go for it.
Pepperoni and mushroom. Yeah, I want at least one
or
two.
Who out there in our listening audience wants a piece of pizza? We will send it to you. No, just joking.
Studio audience.
Well, this isn't really an audience.
We should have a contest. Whoever wins gets a piece of pizza.
Our panel. This is the panel.
Are you
going
to send it?
Sure.
Okay. You can send it then.
By Loomis.
By Loomis.
Next.
In the States? Does that work?
Oh, yeah.
Loomis goes to States?
Well, we can go to someone else in the States and they deliver.
Can you ship food over the border?
Well, what you do...
Wrapped well.
Is you put it in a box
book.
And you say it's...
Anyone else?
Documents.
Going.
They go, these are good-smelling documents.
I'll take a piece then, man.
So, anybody who wants to call in, the phone lines are open now. Pretty soon
okay,
we're going to...
It has been all day except for a few minutes.
It has been all day.
Well,
oh, yeah. We're going to do some gross hospital stories coming up, I think. Yep. Well, after the pizza, of course. And in the meantime, we're going to take a call. How convenient, huh? Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Am I a ninth caller?
You're the ninth caller in. You win. Winner tickets. What?
What did I win?
I don't know.
Sorry, that's cool. So what do you got?
Big wedge isn't that easy. We're going to have to ask you a question.
Okay. What question would that be?
What's the meaning of life, and get it right or you don't win?
Okay, the meaning of life? The meaning of life is have sex as much as you want and get drunk every day.
only in trailer parks.
That's the meaning of happiness.
Meaning of happiness.
That's the meaning of happiness.
Meaning of life.
So who is this?
This is Adam Lawson.
Adam Lawson?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a new caller?
That sounds like a name.
That sounds like a real name.
No, not really. That's like, you want to know my nickname? That's Showtime.
Showtime. Okay, that's new too. How long you've
kind
been listening?
Cool nickname, actually.
What?
How long you've been listening to Rant Radio?
Actually, this is my first night. My friends came over and just started playing, and I just
you know what? I have another comment to make. I don't think there's more than one listener out there. You all sound the same to me.
They all have the same
all
voice,
of you.
And they're like making these names
up. Lieutenant Major Zombie with a different voice.
No, Lieutenant Major Zombie could not act this smart. He has never acted this smart.
Hey, be nice.
How do you know? She's never acted this nice.
I think it's all just a clever AI bot.
He's never acted
with
that
a really
smart
good
when
script.
He answered the phone saying, "Hi, this is Lieutenant Major Zombie."
How long have you guys
he
been
has
up?
A different personality.
How long have we been up?
Well, a year and a half to almost to the day.
No, how
today?
Long have we been away?
Yeah, today, how long have you guys, I mean, have you guys been up for 20, like
25 hours now.
Jesus, man. Yeah.
25 hours and
that's
we're seeing
show.
Things.
But
that's
the
how long
it's been 25
actually,
hours.
That's
they've
how
been
long
up longer than that. We've been awake for like, what, 30
We think we're eating pizza. It's not actually here. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
How long have you been up?
Let me think. Well, I got drunk last night.
But you must have passed
about 4 hours.
Yeah. So, the friend that turned you on to Rant Radio, does he regularly listen to it, or?
Yeah.
Who was his name?
Voodoo.
Voodoo. Voodoo Glow Skull.
Yeah, dude, he's a listener.
Did you just phone in?
Yeah, a few seconds ago. He just told me to phone it because I just got back.
See, does this even count?
Like he didn't phone, though.
It's true.
It's his first turn on the phone.
Okay, do you have a joke for us, or?
No, I don't tell jokes.
Don't
just,
tell jokes?
I just actually party on.
Okay, cool. Party on.
So you are a joke.
What the hell?
All right.
Party on.
See, he knows. He knows how to do it. See, we don't have to tell him, but Voodoo Glow Skull knows what's happening.
Has trained
so,
him.
Has trained him in the proper etiquette of talking to what the hell.
Can we
yeah,
turn off
the
phone?
Lines are on fire.
Yeah. No, we don't want to turn it. Has everyone finished their pizza?
Okay, that's true.
No, they're not. So we don't want to get into the gross hospital stories because yeah. It's called Gross Hospital Story. Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter. How's it going?
Just wanted to check in for the last, hour.
Yeah, this is the last hour. We are into the last hour of the 26-hour marathon.
You know, I think maybe we should do this more often because I've never had done so much surfing while I'm listening to the What the Hell Show.
We will never do this again. No, until we are paid. Large,
websites I've found.
Large sums of cash up front. We will never do this again.
But to qualify that, they'll never do this again.
Until the
so
next
time. As long
time.
As they remember how painful it was to do
that's,
it this time.
That's right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it'll be a long time.
And if we do this again, it's not going to be 26 hours.
However, bear in mind that having said that, we're stupid enough to do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't mind every couple of months or every, like, 3-4 months doing, like, a 12-hour show.
It's not a 12-hour, an extended one.
Yeah.
Would
and that would be on the
doing shifts. Having people do like 2 or 3 hour shifts or something.
You have to
have quite a few people.
Yeah.
You have to have quite a few people to get the right mix.
Well,
because no single person would necessarily
have to be
because
there
at
for the
four
morning.
In the morning. There's sort of a round table
there's
kind of thing.
Be somebody
one,
firing
one,
at all times.
Yeah, one person saying something while the other three are thinking of something to say.
Yeah, they're basically.
And the more people in the room is, the more time you've got to think of what you want to say.
See, right now it's a really, really good. Maybe one or two over because there's sometimes there's two people talk at once and it doesn't quite work.
The idea of
it's
having
still
the,
a good saturation right now.
The idea of having the extended show like you're doing is a good idea.
I'll tell you
or when there's a long
okay,
weekend.
This guy's like on the phone. I've totally forgotten who he is. And
Nixter.
Okay, it's Nixter. Okay, so you have something to say, or?
I just wanted to make comments.
You just wanted us to torture ourselves even further, and you just want punishment upon us. That's about it. Yeah.
I was up till 5:30. Time.
That's really sad because we were up all night.
Well, I know. I woke up again later, but
oh, okay.
Still all good till then. Yeah. I mean, when I woke up and you guys were really tired when I woke up.
Yeah, we were good all night.
So what does everybody who's been listening to this stuff think of the 26-hour marathon?
Yeah, it's about that time.
Feedback. We'd like to know what you thought of
this
stupidity.
One-line summary, what you thought of this stupidity.
And the opinions of the two people who wrote this at the beginning will be extremely valued.
Like one of those fast food places where they have, the customer response form.
Yeah, customer response form.
Were we courteous?
What do you think of our McPizza?
And attentive comedy. Did we make you laugh?
Maybe
did
a rating. Rating out of 10 for comedy and
turn your
alertness.
Stomach.
Yeah, basically more than just you guys rock.
You guys rock. I really like you. So thanks for calling
in.
I
said it before. I'll say it again.
Right.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Okay.
I was on an emotional roller coaster ride. I laughed. I cried. I grew as a person.
Phone's off.
Again and again.
The phone is off right now for the Gross Hospital Stories coming up.
Can I ask a question before you start Gross Hospital Stories?
Yep.
Have you guys ever thought of doing, like, going through all your videotapes,
Finding the best, well, not all of them, but a bunch of them. Finding a whole bunch of, like, really best one-liners, whatever, and having, like, a best of what the hell show.
No.
You want to do that? I'll give you all the videotapes.
For you.
I have.
Whenever you hear something.
I have now 125 hours of what the hell.
Oh, no. But there's always something good.
But you can plan it. What you do is you go, whenever something funny happens.
You can hang up because we're not answering the phone.
Whenever something funny happens.
Yep.
Go up to the screen and put, like, a big pink piece of paper.
So go
on the
fast
screen.
Forward. It goes beep.
Yeah. Beep. Hold it there for like 10 seconds.
But what about?
Okay.
But what about the shows where there's no pink dot? Like, oh my God, this is a bad show.
Or
have
you guys
ever
realized
had a show
the date? You look at the date and you go, we haven't done it yet.
We came close a couple of times.
We had really bad shows.
The ones where there's only like about three people there.
And it was like. Not a good mix, not a good night. The moon was wrong.
There was no energy.
Nobody showed up, zero energy. And
everybody, we really suck sometimes. Remember not to phone in.
I would say in the past 2 months, it's been really good. Like every
amazing.
Single show, it's two been, past two, two, 3 months, two and a half, I don't know.
I don't know, I wasn't here for two of them.
Yeah.
It's been really, really good, consistently.
You guys have been hitting momentum with popularity, too, so it helps.
It totally helps.
One thing I was listening to is I went to Slashdot and listened to Geeks in Space, and I was thinking, you know, I think I like the mix here better. Just the sound, like, seriously, not just because
the
I'm a
sound
participant.
Mix or what?
No, I think we have a better radio show here than Geeks in Space.
Which is Slashdot.
Yes.
Maybe we should just ask them to be on ours. We're actually teaming up with Geek News, which is pretty big. They're going to have a show on ours, so big team up there. So this
really?
Is the risk. Yeah, really, serious.
How's that going to work?
They get a spot, they log in, and start broadcasting like we're doing it.
Huh.
That's it.
Whoa.
Very simple.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Okay.
You lost me.
I'm going to admit something here.
Okay.
Well, I'm not hooked up to the internet.
Well, that's okay. The Luddite beside you is also not hooked up to the internet.
So what I...
Two Luddites in black.
What I'm wanting to ask you is what is this? I don't understand what's going on.
There's a difference. This heretic will beat you to death.
What's happening? How does this work? Geek News is a very, very good informational site for... News for geeks, like things geeks would like.
Okay.
Like tech stuff and just...
Oh, so you're going to glean material from Geek News.
No.
They are going to broadcast through us.
They are having a show on Rant Radio.
Oh, cool.
Which is...
Like on a regular basis.
Yes. Regular basis. They're thinking Wednesday nights.
What?
Yep. So that's going to be really, really cool.
Sweet.
That's very
cool.
And they get a lot of hits, and we get a lot of listeners, too, and it all works out. We have the radio station ready, right?
So they go, okay, come on in.
Here's a slot.
Geek News will still be doing its normal thing, but the guys from Geek News will do, like, a headline news thing.
That's right.
Like Mad Magazine, you know, Mad TV.
Sort of like that.
I remember, like, last summer, the person who introduced me to Geek News was actually, like, a high school work experience student I was working with on my co-op job at the university.
Yeah.
When he finds out that, hey, Zach, this is Aaron.
Crazy.
Oh, and you thought this whole rant thing wasn't going anywhere because my brother was using QuickTime.
Whoa! I don't believe it. Girl on the left, just shut your ass down.
Okay, here's all the quotes. Puts Jerry Lewis to shame.
No. I made that joke about 7 hours ago.
Yep. This kicked ass. The 26-hour marathon is evil. That is all. Kicked ass. This fucking ruled. It was long. It was good. Do it again repeatedly. Throw in Dr. Pepper ad nauseum. Emperor Chang. Of course. Okay. Let's see. Prophet. This fucking ruled, but you destroyed my weekend. Again, I want to do it again. It's fucking awesome and should be extended. Okay, damn you to hell, you destroyed my free time. My weekend disappeared. I give it a 666 out of 10. I think it kicked ass because I can log in all the time and listen to you guys, like, all the time. And when I'm bored, I can log in and always be entertained whenever I want to. Like, Playboy Bunny. Like, all the time. I give it a 10. Should be done once a month. All day, every day. What the hell? Extended Club Remix. There we go. If I had known about this earlier, I would have been here for the full 26 hours.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This was brought to you by Monkeys R Us.
First time listener hooked for fucking life.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! We got another one.
Sim's voice always cracks. There we go. What are you talking about?
I love it. It's
totally cracks.
Would you like,
I think it's funny.
Would you like fries with that, sir?
Oops, I did it again.
Oops.
No, fuck off.
Okay, and are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
Whoever's fumbling with their mic, I'm going to kill them.
That's that one.
And it's magically stopped. Okay.
Hi, boys and girls. This is your old Uncle Dak coming to you to tell you another story of those times, those many, many years ago.
Those magical times.
Those magical times where I spent 5 years.
How long?
Five years
working in the hospital. In that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. And seeing how we've been going on the way, way back machine for a repeat of a couple of my better stories, I'm going to tell you the incident that I thought was the grossest one I ever saw.
Is this a repeat?
This is a repeat.
Okay.
Now, this is the middle of summer, and this old man comes in, and he's...
No,
I already told that
There's only one genital-related
one. You can't leave.
Shut up, you're freaking me out.
Nobody's saying.
So anyhow, this old fella came in. It's about the middle of July. It's been hotter than hell. And he's been at home for about the last several days, and he's left his dental plate in. Great, I have fan favorites. He's had a problem in the fact that he couldn't get his upper dental plate out of his mouth. He left it in there so long. Now, this may sound really fucked up, but actually it isn't. Think about it. The food you eat is actually kind of a glutinous material.
Yep.
And it can actually become a glue. That sounds really messed up, but
it's
true.
Really.
So this is not that uncommon that somebody's dental plate will actually become adhered inside their mouth.
Very common,
pause.
Actually.
Pause. But whenever you hear basically, take a drink.
Sorry.
It's the Uncle Dak drinking game.
Yeah, right on.
That's awesome. From Prophet Spidey.
Well, that's perfect for our listeners because...
Wow, will they be drunk really fast.
Basically, they'll be able to take Dak's use of the word basically much more in stride.
Oh, yeah.
You should actually post that up on the site.
Yeah. Dak drinking.
Dak drinking. Activate
Dak drinking. During gross hospital stories counts as two.
All right. Yeah.
That's all you need.
So, anyhow, doctor takes him into fast track, sits him down, and begins to get ready to pry the dental plate out. Now, that's not as hard as it sounds. It's just they're going to slip it out with a little
wedgie.
Well, I'm standing outside fast track because we have somebody in the cast room who's being kind of a jerk. So I'm very close to all of this when this goes down. And the doctor and the nurse are there, and he reaches in with the wedgie to pop the plate open. And all of a sudden, I hear a scream from the nurse and a, oh, God, from the doctor.
Never a good sign, by the way.
Yeah, no.
When a doctor says, oh, God, or, wow, I've never seen that before.
That's why they call it the Hippocratic Oath.
Now, what had happened is Like I said, it's the middle of summer. This guy's kept his plate in for a few days too long.
Actually, he's been, by the sounds of it, a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks. And he left his mouth open when he sleeps, probably. And flies are attracted
to dead things.
To dead things and decaying meat and whatever else. This is hot and sticky. And they crawled inside there.
Which is, you know, always hot and sticky.
Yeah. And they got up above his dental plate and they laid their eggs. And they left. And
it's a great place to raise kids, yep.
As the doctor comes out, the top of his plate, besides being covered in food, had several little maggots crawling around in there. I looked over, I saw that, I gagged. I turned away, I went into the bathroom. I didn't care about the guy in the cast room anymore. He can fuck a nurse up, I'm leaving.
Oh, wow.
I went into the bathroom. Get out. Get out of here if you're going to puke. Okay.
Oh, that's much better.
He basically just kind of like almost upchucked, and I was like, oh, that's not right. So, yep, that was the worst thing I ever saw. In the whole time I was there, that's the only one that ever got me to gag.
Oh, really?
That's the only time I ever gagged.
Well, nothing quite like, you know, seeing the top of your, the top of the roof of a mouth being, you know, eaten away and consumed by maggots.
No, it wasn't consumed. It wasn't the meat. There was nothing wrong with the flesh.
They only eat dead flesh.
They only eat dead flesh.
I'm surprised it actually didn't get into, I'm surprised it didn't actually kill off the roof of his mouth.
Yeah, no, that sometimes can happen. Actually. But basically what the problem was.
Too slippery.
Was they were just going for the food that was stuck under his plate.
They're cleaners.
Yep.
Just cleaning out the badness. That's all.
So that's it. That's it, boys and girls.
Remember to insert some maggots in your mouth every night.
Today. In the mouth.
In the mouth.
If you've been listening, over the last 26 hours, you've heard the three worst stories I have to tell.
Yep.
You heard the penny shears.
That is. The worst.
I've heard that one.
That is the worst.
The penny shears.
The maggots is bad.
I don't listen
really
to that
bad.
One.
The maggots in the mouth.
Sickening. The penny shears are gross.
The ballad of Irene's leg.
And the ballad of Irene Wallace's leg.
That's
yes,
good.
That's an excellent
I don't know about
story.
Really gross, but that's really long and good. It's
yep.
very good.
Real those. Emmy Award winning stuff.
I'll tell you again, or you can
Gemini
listen
some other night.
Actually.
Okay, we're going to take the phone call because they've been on ringing forever. And they stopped. Of course. Okay.
Excellent timing.
Just when
perfect
you need
timing.
Them.
So you can phone in again. The phone lines are open.
So what was the
number.
Responses to that?
The penny shears make my sight go blurry. Okay, here we go. Whenever Sean K. or Sim talks about their huge egos, take a drink. This is fucking hilarious. Barf, glug, you know, all of that.
Ew.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. What did you think of that gross hospital story?
That was pretty good.
Pretty good. Have you heard it before?
No.
Oh, wow. Who is this?
This is White Tape.
White Tape?
Yeah, I just want to say, what's up with that Gloom Bunny chick?
She's crazy, eh?
That's disgusting.
Oh, you're looking at the page, are you?
I was, then I got scared.
And you ran away.
there is a natural reaction.
Natural reaction.
What kind of girl puts their tits on their friend's head?
She was smacking her friend's head.
I have
actually.
A question for you, though.
That's,
how close
that's
is her friend?
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
There is a disclaimer if you follow through from the Rant Radio. You probably went direct to Gloom Bunny's site, but there is a disclaimer. Warning.
Nasty.
That's nasty stuff.
So you're a new listener, are you?
Yes, I am.
So who turned you on to Rant Radio?
Well, I have a friend named, what the hell's his name? He lives up there. Voodoo.
Voodoo.
Wow.
Yeah, he, like, just told us all about it the other day. We're just like,
Voodoo is, like, our biggest pledge driver this week.
No, exactly.
He's, like, collecting.
Voodoo's under the misinformation that he's actually working on commission.
I guess he tells everybody about it.
Check's in the mail.
He tells everyone about it, eh?
Yeah.
That is very good. Yeah, the check is in the mail. You were getting your commission very soon. I think it was 1% per person. Yeah,
which
we make
which is
nothing.
Still nothing.
You owe us money.
That sucks.
But...
Yeah, making up for
volume.
We're louder than any other show on the internet.
So, how long have you been listening today?
Probably since about 12:30.
12:30. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
12:30 when, though?
Well, today, probably.
Yeah.
Like what,
afternoon?
What time zone is he?
Or midnight?
Midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah, it's like 1:30 now, so I just got
to... Oh, you missed
time zone. Right. Time zone all messed up. Okay, that's very cool.
Yeah, just listen to all your messed up listeners.
One of the messed up listeners. Okay, well, that's very cool. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
And you say, what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell?
There we go.
His voice cracks, too. Don't
what the hell?
Stuff.
What in the hell?
What in the hell?
Excellent. I just wanted to add a thought here. We touched on that, checks in the mail, one of those big lies. Here's another one for you to ponder. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Now, that's the biggest lie you're ever going to hear.
That's right.
No kidding.
And this show went so well, you'll get raises. I'll double all your pay.
Actually, that's not
Isn't
entirely
that good?
True.
That's, good?
That's not entirely true. You two will hear a bigger lie in your lives. I still respect you. That was nothing personal.
Ow.
That's just from men as a species.
Okay, I'll hear another lie too, Dak. But you still think
we
can.
Oh, my God.
Touché.
God, you stole my joke, you bastard.
The other line, man, here, though, it's okay. It's not the size of it. It's how you use it.
Yep, big lie.
Oh, you're the best.
Yep, there we go.
I never ever
how to get
to
ratings.
You think an orgasm.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Shut up, I did.
I just never forget it.
You ain't going to talk yourself out of this safely. Just shut up.
No salt for that foot.
How about a glass of water?
I'm another Dr. Pepper.
Look. Oh, we are starting on the sixth row there, eh?
It's unopened, I'll take it.
Unopened. Could be anyone's.
It's anyone's.
Ding.
It's one.
And Porno Beta claims it.
It's one.
So we're gonna play something, and somebody's gonna say something until I cue it up.
That's fine.
Something blah blah blah. I got that one.
Quick topic for discussion. So
okay.
Everybody's sharing food and stuff. C-Note will know what I'm talking about.
C-Note.
I did not know what you were calling.
Porn on Beta.
I'm sorry. He doesn't like C-Note. Doesn't matter. Where was I going with this? Oh, the 24-hour rule. This is something that I came up with, seeing as they're all sharing food. And this is something that I've never been actually had the guts to discuss in an open company.
Is that like the 5-second rule where you drop a cookie on the floor if it's like less than 5 seconds?
Pretty close.
If it's in your fridge for more than 24 hours, it's no longer yours?
No, this is what actually happened. I guess anybody who's ever lived with more than one
bachelor,
person.
Bachelor, yeah.
Bachelors, guys with more than three in house. Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad I did that because I'm a person who just didn't like seeing food wasted. Who lived with
Amen.
A bunch of guys who like making big, big pots of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's us.
Yep.
Guilty as charged.
That they lost interest in the process of making it.
Welcome to Psycho World.
Never quite this bad.
No.
So basically, there was that. And it,
two drinks.
Two drinks. Somebody else says basically it's two drinks. Is it Dak? It's just one.
You managed to infect somebody else.
Because you get way too drunk.
I want to hear this. No, but it's gotten to the point now where I go to work, and it's happened just casually one time. Somebody said, I haven't had any. I got some extra fries left over from McWherever's. Who wants one? I'm like, down at the end of the hall, or down at the end of the table. I'm like, right here. And it was some fries. I'm having something crappy, and I end up adding some fries to it. It's a good lunch. It gets to the point now where everybody goes out for lunch. Half the time at the end of like a Friday when everybody goes out for lunch, I end up at the end of the table
with a full meal.
With a baked potato, four kinds of fries from three different stores. Somebody's gotten some cookies at the 7-Eleven, and I end up with cookies. And I'm sitting there looking at it thinking, either these people think I'm the most pathetic person in the world. Like, please, can I have your food? But then at some point...
Can you be installed in a sink?
I've never actually asked it. I've never actually asked for it. Yeah, they've just decided, guy at the end will eat my food. I don't need it. And some people are actually ordering and upsizing because they think I'm so poor. I need their extra iced tea. And
he is a powerful
fries.
Weapon.
I just don't understand it. He doesn't have to buy him lunch every day, but he's got that new vet.
You know, the BMW or the Lamborghini might be a giveaway.
There you go. But the thing is, I've gotten to the point now where I don't really have... I had about a week of just being really shamed by it. But at the same time, never turning down a box of fries. But then I realized I don't really have any shame anymore about it. If they're going to have extra food, nothing's sicker than having people order a bunch of food. Because we lived with somebody who would go to McDonald's. Because I like a Big Mac meal and with another Big Mac. And a McChicken and like some more fries and some McNuggets. And half the food he would eat, half the food he would ignore, and sometimes it seemed like he would buy a McChicken just to wing out the window because he didn't want it.
Not to mention any psycho names.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No DJ psycho names. Yeah.
I see.
So I've kind of worked out so that there's no more shame in this, but at the same time, also
there's pride.
I'm also beginning to get a little ashamed of the fact that I have no shame in it. You know? I just make sure I never say, "You finished with that? You done with that?"
So you want the rest of that?
Now, I'll sit down and go like, it's like, "Steve, what?" Like, and they hold up whatever it is they're eating. I'm looking and going like, "Nah."
That's looking a little nasty
and cheesy, huh?
There's an assessment period.
Apparently, I have dibs. I'm like, and it's gone back to like, when I'm at home, I'm a kid, I'm 8 years old, and the whole family's eating like spaghetti or fish sticks or something like that, and oh, Brian doesn't have any. He's got a couple of fish sticks left. Give it to the fat kid at the end.
He'll eat anything.
When they had company over, I was the family's little seagull. When there was no company, I was simply the dump truck. I was simply the garbage truck.
So did you go to company as well? Did you go to company as well and kind of like hide under the table and the kids just scrape the vegetables down to you too?
No. I was okay with that.
Steve, you know what the next stage is? You're going to go out with a pair of like really like thick rubber gloves. You're going to make your fortune collecting bottles.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, we've got some things lined up
pride.
Here. Test. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. Maybe I shouldn't be so proud of the fact that I've still got pride when I have this kind of lifestyle.
Okay, time for a break.
I wonder if it is a lifestyle.
Time for a break.
Time for a break.
It's a way of life.
Well, even though PSINet tried to fuck us and shut everything down, even though everyone's trying to stop us, even though the FCC is knocking on the door, it's the Rant Radio 26 fucking hour marathon where we can see how many curse words we can say in just over one day. It's going to be a good time. Stick around. Lots more coming.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
The What the Hell Show is not supported by Money Back Guarantee, since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our panel or random layabouts we picked up on the street. Music played on the show may be not of the prurient interest to anyone. You may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, Canada, B0X1J0. Or bother me on ICQ number 51558. Cash or fissionables greatly appreciated. When are you going to die?
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the Cult
Weir.
For more info on Cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. So I go down to a building today, and I have to install an upgrade in some software. They got a laptop that's not behaving itself, so I got to go down there and sort it the fuck out. I show up. I think, I think we're going to have to upgrade on this laptop. So I download some software, proceed to go along with the upgrade, and what happens? Well, didn't solve the problem. I think it's a hardware problem. So what do? Well, this company in British Columbia has to fucking call Toronto for their tech support. Oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense because it's a multinational corporation. Okay, that's fine. So they call Toronto. We get that tech support on the line from one tech to another. I'm like, hey, man, I think this thing's fried. So what I did was I tried this. Wait, who gave you authorization to install that program? Excuse me? Who gave you that authorization to do that? And then the lady kicks in and she goes, oh, that was me. He's like, well, I'm the one who has total control. You're the one who has total control from fucking Toronto. You have absolute control of your universe from Toronto. I got fucking news for you, corporate fucking world, okay? If you want to make business happen, if you want to move along with a streamline, let your people work. Cut with the fucking micromanagement, okay? You're paying people money. Let them work. Do you have any idea how fast a company would fly if you just let people fucking do their thing without standing on their goddamn back all the day? Stop packing the bags for the power trip, okay? Stop doing it. We all know about your dick size, all right? You're the guy who's making money. Whatever. Let your people work. Why don't we try respect? There's a novel concept. Why don't we try respecting people that we're working with? If someone doesn't have knowledge and you happen to be attacked, great. Okay, if you got a pinhead who's in there, then get rid of them. But the point is that you've got to respect people that you're working with. This is about mutual respect. Fuck the corporate politics, man. Corporate politics is about bullshit. It's not about golf courses anymore. We got to skip all that. We got to move that aside. Let's make progress happen real time. Let's bring it on now. Let's let dynamic fucking solutions fix dynamic problems rather than trying to choke everybody to death with fucking red tape. Just a thought. I don't know. It could be way off on a limb here. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
And we are back once again.
Not that anybody was allowed to leave until 11.
Nobody's allowed to leave this room until 11 p.m.
What, I can't do a muhaha? I got like this dirty look from people because I did a fucking muhaha.
Hey, you know what? I have an idea. We'll do another one in spite of them.
Muhaha.
There we go.
Fuck you.
Very uninspired, though.
Okay, now I'm freaked out.
25 minutes left.
25 minutes.
This is heaven.
No, heaven's where you're done. You're sleeping.
I'm close to heaven. I'm the last step. I'm at the pearly gates, okay?
25 minutes.
Now you're going to
signing
gotta
in.
Now you're going to partner with St. Peter.
I can't hear you. There we go. Say that again.
Hello, Jim. It's St. Peter, and I have a shovel for you.
You get right to
but,
the...
Am I digging or panging?
But wait, what if this is the Twilight Zone and we're trapped in here forever?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, if?
If. It is. We just started the 26-hour marathon.
Like talking
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who the hell is this?
Hey, this is Test Rider.
Hey, Test Rider, one of the long hangers in on the marathon.
Hell yeah.
Test Rider, you never answered me, man. What time did you start?
Don't check in the last 15 minutes.
What time did you start the day?
Yesterday, what time did you get up?
Don't say it's not
whenever it was. I forget what day it was. But
what time?
Long enough.
Saturday.
Yeah.
What time did you wake up?
4 p.m. here, so...
Oh.
Ooh, I am the hardest.
Yep, yeah.
So what did you guys did you guys sleep in knowing you're going to be up this long? Is that what you did?
I did sleep in for this thing.
We altered, you know,
were you a Boy Scout being
lives.
Prepared or what?
What?
Were you a Boy Scout? Is that what you're prepared?
No, I think the people from Geek News are the Boy Scouts.
The Geek News guys.
I mean, that was hyperlinks to everything.
Oh, yeah, they're big supporters. We altered people's lives for this weekend.
For this thing.
In a lobotomy sort of way.
We deprived them of sleep, kept them up.
Completely ended any chance of a social life.
Oh, yeah, we killed their weekend.
I thought this show was sweetly.
That has been a significant event in my life.
It has been a significant event that you will never forget.
Okay, like 6 o'clock in the morning, Sean Kennedy rants. Like, just on the spot for 40 minutes, nonstop.
Yeah, was it 40 minutes?
Yeah.
It was close to 40 minutes.
It was pretty close.
For fans.
And he collapsed.
It wasn't an intense rant. It was just, like, he just kept talking for 40 minutes straight by himself.
It was pretty good, too.
It was pretty good. It was very inspirational. I couldn't believe he didn't repeat himself. It was close to verbal diarrhea, but it was good.
Yep.
Inspirational words to live by.
All right.
So did you want to ask us a question or say something, give shots out to somebody?
What's your problem?
What's my problem?
All of you. That's my only
What's our problem? I don't know. We have mental problems.
The answer would be sleep deprivation.
Sleep deprivation problems. We're insane. So
do you know the really scary part is? I'm going to have
really
trouble.
Keep it up, 'cause it's really cool.
Thank you. I'm going to have trouble going home.
You're going to bed really soon, as soon as this is over.
Oh, no. Me too. These
gonna
people are out here.
I'm going to have trouble falling asleep.
What the hell?
All right.
You get worked up and you're guzzling so much.
Yeah. So much Dr. Pepper.
And you know, before...
overtired.
Before this started, I was reasonably healthy mentally and
physically. Now it's all broken down.
Yeah,
steady diet of
I'm
Dr. Pepper.
I'm pretty much a mental
and
physical wreck. I need my own telethon now.
That's right. We need our own telethon.
Can I perform?
You can perform on
Please
stage.
Give generously.
You can play the summer song.
You can walk up on stage and puke.
I can
puke on demand. Oh, yeah.
People will pay to see that.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Ellis again.
Hey, Ellis from Geek News. You almost there wherever you're going?
Yeah, I'm still on the road. I just want to call in before the show ended and just say a couple of things.
Okay, Aaron, get it off your chest.
Basically, I want to thank you for putting on a kick-ass show this week, and did a really great job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for promoting us.
Without you guys, I'd probably be jerking off committing heinous crimes or something.
Well, we try and work to prevent that.
You don't have time to do that anyways?
There's always time to jerk off.
There's always time to jerk off during What the Hell.
I'm sitting next to this guy right now.
Shut up, Dak. You're touching yourself.
Anything else you want
to... I just want to say, you know, you put on a kick-ass show this weekend. I hope that we can hear more shows, like 26 hours long again.
Ha, ha, ha. Good joke on you, yeah. You funny.
You a funny guy, huh?
You a funny guy, huh?
Yeah.
No way. Maybe.
And I'll try to send you those strippers next week.
Try and get those strippers up to us next week?
Yeah, I'll try to arrange something.
Okay, that'd be great. Okay, well, thank you very much, Ellis.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to working with you in the future.
Anytime.
With Geek News on Rant Radio.
Plus, we're absolutely sincere. You are one scary-looking motherfucker, but we love you.
Hey, I try.
Those are very scary pictures. So we'll let you go.
All right.
And you know what?
What the hell?
All right, he knew what to say.
He's going someplace.
He's going to his dad's.
How is he listening in the car?
He's not.
He's just calling.
He's just phoning in.
Okay.
He just knows.
Like modem,
oh, yeah. It's all like that.
Full of cash.
Yeah, wasn't that one of the stories I saw this week? It's like somebody had set up like multiple cell phone lines on their car, so they got like basically like really high.
Yeah.
One drink.
You said basically.
Oh yeah, it's two drinks.
Somebody else said it's
two drinks. We're keeping track.
Basically that's become a problem with this.
Seeing as there's only about 15 minutes left of the show, basically.
Just finish the fucking bottle and go to bed.
Down the bottle.
Chug, 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 chug.
Yeah.
Oh, get it.
This is a moment of silence for the 26-hour marathon.
Tell you when I got stuck in my bathtub.
Sim, let's have a moment of silence for our dead brain cells.
Okay, just rest them for a couple seconds.
No, don't rest too long. You won't
come back. It's one of those things
like
you lay down.
You got 17 minutes left.
You think you go to your bed and you're just going to lay down for a second.
Bam.
You don't come back up. It's over.
It's like when I'm driving down the road and I think, I'll just close my eyes for a second.
I just need to rest them.
Whoa, hey.
Thank you for waking me up.
That car is moving pretty fast for a second. I didn't see it there, and then there it was. Someone should give that guy a ticket.
That's right. He's a dangerous driver. Tell us a story, Corey.
Which one?
You could do the... We can vote on them, and they don't know what they're about.
How would I go...
Well, some of these people know what they're about.
I could do a tie-in. I could do the swing set story, which turns into a mildly gross hospital story.
Not the swing set story.
No.
No.
Like losing its brakes story?
Sure. Yeah, right. Okay.
The dog humping my leg story.
Sure.
The bike.
The bike?
Story.
Okay.
Bike story.
Okay. All right. For those who don't know, I lead a chaotic, cartoonish existence.
Yep.
Cartoonish.
Yes, very cartoonish. Okay. I was in grade 8, lived in Victoria, had my 12-speed bike, commute to school every day. For those who know Victoria, BC, there's two roads, fairly main roads, Quarter Street, Mackenzie Avenue, and they're both basically four-lane deals, and I'm traveling to school basically around rush hour. Okay, I wasn't doing it on purpose. It's just addictive. Anyway,
contagious.
So I'm riding my bike, and I'll say in advance that what happened must be sabotage, because this kind of thing doesn't even happen freak accident even to me. Okay. I just come over the crest of this big hill on Mackenzie Avenue. At the bottom of this hill is the intersection between Mackenzie and Quadra.
Yeah.
On the other side of the intersection is a bus exchange that you can sort of veer off into, or you can keep going down the road.
I see where this is going.
No, you don't. As I come over the crest of the hill, I'm picking up more and more speed, and the light turns yellow. So I'm like, okay. So I start pumping my back brake. Well, somebody removed the it's no. I guess it's like the nut that sits to hold
that
the brake. Yeah. It was gone, I guess.
Gone.
Or loose. Yeah. So. I caught myself. What happens was all I can imagine is that it sort of flew off the back of the screw, the brake pads, the arms, bounced off the back tire, and smoked me in the back of the head. So I now have no back brakes. Zero. And so I start weighing the options. Okay, turf my front brake, slide over the front of my bike, and get a whole bunch of road rash, or most certainly die in the intersection. So I vote for the front brake.
Yep.
Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your point of view, somebody also tampered with my front brakes in a similar fashion. So it flew off again, only this time the piece connected to the brake line went off the tire. The front tire, and shot back up and hit me in the head, cutting me in the forehead and almost throwing me off the bike. I've got no brakes. My brake lines are flying all over the place, and I'm screaming.
Riding free.
I finally get my wits together enough to stick my feet down, Fred Flintstone style, trying to stop.
Somebody just suggested that. Dude, why didn't he use his feet to stop?
Oh, I did, because I'm not at the intersection at this point, but of course I'd only slow down to about 90 miles an hour. So I go through the red light. And it was sort of like, just missed that bus, just missed that sedan. And I'm like, I basically haven't, but I've almost peed myself by this point. And in a moment of clarity, I'm sorry, get off the road. Not thinking, I'm already through the intersection. Danger's over. So I turn into the bus exchange and promptly run into the back of the parked crosstown bus, which is loading.
Oh,
and then I fall over and receive applause to those who saw me live through the intersection. So I walk my shamed ass to school, and that's that.
Oh, man. That must have been quite a performance.
Humpy dog.
Humpy dog's fast.
Oh, that's okay.
At the top of that very same hill, going home on a different day, on the very same bike.
Have you learned not to go on this road yet?
No, this has nothing to do with the road. I'm sitting at the intersection waiting for the light to turn. For the crosswalk to go so I can cross the road. Well, a big, big, big fucking sheepdog comes up to me. And, I'm still on my bike. It's like, I have a female dog.
Oh, no.
So this thing, which standing on two legs is about as tall as me, just goes glom on my leg and starts, and I'm like falling off my bike. And people in traffic see this. And I become
There's quick. Always an audience, isn't there?
Yeah. I become quick to comedy.
Him again. He's doing it again.
No.
Break boy.
So the guy leans out the window and goes, save some for us. Somebody leans out and says, hey, where'd you pick her up? They're just laughing at me. So
And I have news for you. They were talking to the dog.
And I'm freaking out going, okay, he's going to jizz bomb on me pretty quick here. And I'm thinking from a sheepdog, it's going to knock me off my bike. So I kick him in the nads. Well, not in the, I didn't mean to. I just kick it at him, right? And I guess I nailed him somewhere or whatever. The light turns green. I'm off. This dog is chasing me.
Now you've got his attention.
Yep.
Yeah.
He touched it.
So that's the humpy dog.
Humpy dog.
The humpy dog.
Oh, yes, boys.
That was just recently.
Which?
Oh.
How does it work?
Oh, yeah. I used to work at this arcade.
Unnamed arcade.
And I came in for work with a bit of stomach problems. And I'm just about to go to the back room to drop my stuff off.
You don't have to share this one.
No, this is funny. It's not gross. It's not gross. The diarrhea is an afterthought. Did I say that? Think that. So I go to open the door to go in the back, and I cough.
Uh-huh.
And I guess
this produces a response.
Yeah, well, I cough and my fart, my following fart, or the following like clenching up my sphincter or whatever that is.
Thank you.
managed to pick up a hitchhiker. So I'm like shit. I'm just about to start work, and I got like ginch full of it, right? And I'm like shit. Well, the girl,
so to speak,
the girl who was working the front counter, oblivious to what's happening, I see her boyfriend, who's a good friend of mine. I'm like, Chris, come here. So I'm like, here's $5. Go buy me some cheap underwear from Kmart. So I'm like, don't tell Val, the girl, the friend. So he goes, and he buys me underwear. Okay. He buys underwear that would fit him. He's much smaller. Smaller man. Yeah. So these underwear giving new meaning to the term tidy whitey. So I'm like edging these things up my legs, and I finally get them on, and I basically spent the whole day talking to the voice like this.
Oh, man.
Actually, that reminds me. We have enough time for one quick one. Ronan Medic, tell him gambled.
Well, this is rather interesting. It was a guy I worked with at when I was at Pacific Press working as an IFA. Friend of mine, he was having one of those interesting times and interesting days. He decided to share a story with his brother, who decided to come down and visit. The two of them were sitting there. They used to work at McDonald's before this job. And as a joke, he used to always go, you know, let loose a fart. Says, oh, I got to go again. Time to double down. And he farts again. Let's this really nasty stink out. Well, of course. So
this is brother guy jokes, okay?
A really nasty what?
Yeah, always let out really nasty farts. So there he is. This joke goes on for
years.
Apparently, like at least months.
And it's hilarious.
Oh, they find it hilarious because they're letting off these really disgusting bombs, and they work in the back end of McDonald's. So there he is. He's standing there at the fry pit, apparently. And he's going, hey, how's it going? Time to gamble. Let's loose. Time to double down. Well, on much to his surprise, one day he gambled and lost.
Crapped out, did he?
Oh.
Let's just say the fries weren't quite right.
Hey, these taste funny.
I'll get your wallet.
Log, it's great for a snack. It's on your back.
Log. Okay, we've reached the lowest point this show is ever going to be, and
it's time to say the rounds of goodbye. So we're going to go through the IRC here. Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Cenobite, Ophi Dophi, Deckers, Format RR, Test Rider, Emperor Chang, who still has a V. FT Rooster, Gargoyles, Adam Nightshade, Nomads, Buck X, Half, Prophets, Nixter, Scribe, Smokehouse, Zerstar, Ronan Burns, Prophet Spidey, Vinky and Pals, Broken, Dagons, DJ Intensity, Ephedrin, KGHI, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Mather at Nine Toes, Nomad, Fourier, Forensic, Playboy Bunny, Rideaway, Soylent, O, Stone Mix, and Voodoo Glow Skull, and Pele. So we're going to go around the room. So let's go around the room from...
Coming to you live from the kids at Whitney High.
So this is, we're going to take this last call, and this is going to be the last person up tonight. They're just going to say goodbye. Hi, you're the last caller in the 26-hour marathon of What the Hell.
Hey.
Who is this?
This is Prophet Spidey.
Hey, Prophet Spidey.
How you guys doing?
Well, pretty good now that it's over.
Good. I want to just congratulate you on an excellent and just fun-filled, entertaining 26 hours of just kick-ass shit.
It was fucking brutal.
Thank you. It was some of the hardest shit I have ever done.
Absolutely awesome.
It was very difficult.
Brain hurts.
I fell asleep for 2 minutes, but that was the only 2 minutes that it cut out. I was sitting here, and it was like, you know, just talking because I was tired, so it wasn't really registering. Then it just stopped. And then I fell asleep, and then when it started 2 minutes later, I woke back up. So I was like, stop and go.
I looked at the
clock, and it was exactly 2 minutes. So I'm like, whoa, that was weird.
Wow. Okay, so thank you. Thank you.
Do it more often.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for entertaining us throughout the 26 hours.
Thank you seriously to all of our fucking listeners.
Yes, all of our listeners throughout the whole weekend.
Yes, I'd also like to thank all the listeners for the support and just listening and putting up with you guys for 26 hours.
Yeah, no shit.
No shit. I can't believe people listen to us for 26 hours.
There can I. And I'm almost afraid to think of how many people, you know, faithful listeners that we scared away.
Yeah, there's got to be a few.
It's like, we thought they were crazy, but we didn't know they were this crazy.
No, bro.
I'm out of here.
Like the show
okay, well, say
alrighty then. Congratulations again, and what the hell.
All right. So let's go around the room
here.
You
know, it was a massive effort that cost millions of dollars and thousands of lives. But ultimately, we think it was worth it because, well, it's the Rant Radio way.
All right. That's the way to do it. So this is goodbye from Sumerian. I'll turn off the phone. And
Drexel.
And
Port on Data.
And
this is goodbye from your old Uncle Dak.
And
oh, rock and roll. DJ EGPIAS. I'd like to say Stay Gold Pony Boy.
Stay Gold Pony Boy. And pass it over to somebody.
Short and sweet.
Oof.
Oof.
Bye.
And
bye from Girl on the Left.
And bye
girl
from
the table today.
Farewell from Ronan Medic.
And
Project Ivanid Man.
Woo-hoo! I'm frightened.
And that is
26
it.
Hours you can
from down. Us, 26 hours. It was lots of fun.
Nobody lost their voice.
Nobody lost their minds. But nobody lost their lives, and that's the important thing.
Did anyone lose an eye?
No,
so it's still fun and games.
Okay. See you in 6 days and 22
hours.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.